We are now on the, hold on a second, governance, our favorite topic. Governance. We're on the governance report. We have 25 minutes for that. The chair of that committee, if I'm correct, is Julie Chavez Rodriguez, who's an LSB member, who is presenting the from the National Board, the Governance Committee report. Bob?
Okay. The Governance Committee has had, I think, two or three meetings since the last PNB meeting, and we now have four motions to bring forward on various different aspects of governance. So,
can I recommend that we allot 5 minutes for each of the four so that they come to votes?
We can try that.
The alternative is if you put all forward four, the first will be debated for 20 minutes, and the other four will get postponed.
Okay, well, that's fine. So do you want me to do them one at a time and discuss them?
I think that might be simpler,
because they're all on different subjects.
Right. That's
okay.
What I'm suggesting, that we fix a time for each. Is that acceptable to the board, to fix 5 minutes for each of these motions? Okay, then at 5 minutes, we'll call a vote on them.
Okay. Motion number one. The PNB Governance Committee recommends that the PNB determine the notice date for the amendment, that should actually say the bylaws amendment, offered by six directors concerning the section on at-large directors, that it be June 1st. Okay, now let me explain, and that date has to be changed because this was intended to be voted on by the PNB at our conference call a few weeks ago, and that we ran out of time. What this is talking about is a bylaws amendment proposal that comes from six of us, which is the minimum number under the bylaws to propose a new amendment. The six are Teresa Allen, Lydia Brasson, Lisa Davis, myself, Rob Robinson, and Don White. And what this amendment would do is to expand the number of possible at-large members sitting on this board from the current bylaws, which says there could be one at-large person, to two. And it would follow the same process that is currently in the bylaws for adding an at-large person, which is that the person would have to be nominated by majority vote of three of the five groups of delegates, which is just the technical term for basically the LSBs, the same people who are on the LSBs. So three out of the five of them would have to support the person, and then the national board would have to vote by a majority to put this person on the board. The reason this is important and the reason the six of us are supporting the need to expand the potential from one to two is that my understanding of why this was put in the bylaws in the first place was that there may well come a time when this board or a future board realizes that it doesn't have all the communities sitting at the table that need to be represented on this board. It perhaps doesn't have all the skills that are needed, whether that be financial, legal, what have you. It doesn't have certain areas of knowledge about the areas of our mission, whether that be arts or particular types of programming that is represented by some knowledge and expertise on the board. And so they wanted to create an option to have an added person. The situation that came up this year when this board, for the first time, I believe, in 10 years, was majority European-American instead of majority people of color, created an actual problem with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which gives an extra grant for radio stations whose boards are majority people of color. And so we were at risk of losing that. Now, that situation has now changed because of a change in the Houston delegation and Dr. Bethune's addition to the board. But I think it shows the fact, and not for financial reasons, but for reasons of equity and full representation, that we need to have options to make sure this board is as fully representative as possible. Anyway, today is not the day that we're voting on this amendment, so I actually did not intend to get into a debate on the substance of it. Just wanted to make it clear what this is about. All we're doing today is a technical thing that the bylaws requires, which is that whenever there's an amendment, the board has to set what's called a notice date And whatever that date is, then 60 days after that, the board must vote on whether to approve this bylaws amendment, and then it also goes to the five groups of delegates at the five stations so that they can, three of them must ratify it in order for it to be added to the bylaws. And in this case, it turns out that it has to go to the membership at large in a ballot, which under this motion would happen this fall alongside the LSB election ballot that people are already going to be getting. And that's because it expands the number of potential directors. And under California law, that means the entire membership must vote on that. So all we're really doing here, because this notice date already happened a couple months ago before we knew about this California law that required it to go to the full membership, is just rescheduling it. It's just saying we have to start that clock over again, the 60-day clock, so that in and what I'm now proposing, because we ran late on the, you know, getting this done by June 1st, is that we make the date June 7th. This is me personally, because this happened after the governance committee met, to amend this to say June 7th, which would mean we would have, this PNB would have a teleconference on Sunday, August 6th, as opposed to the one we had earlier scheduled, which was Monday, July 31st, in which we would vote on up or down on whether we support this bylaws amendment. So I guess I'm making an amendment. I introduced the governance committee motion, and now I'm also offering a personal amendment to change June 1st to June 7th.
Is there any second to the amendment?
Need a second.
Okay, motion is seconded. How much time do we have, Deb?
There's time for the issue.
Okay, any discussion on the subject? Lamar?
Thank you, Sarb. I just would like to report that the KPFA local station board voted on the amendment itself, and without objection, the board voted against your motion to add delegates, and for all the reasons that we're all familiar with, in terms of during the time that the stations were put into near bankruptcy, that was one of the ways that they were able to do that, was by placing people on the board from appointing board members, and because of that experience and many others reasons, we voted it down. That's just for information. So in terms of the date, I have no opinion.
Thank you. Teresa?
When I look at some of the boards of other organizations like, you know, ACLU and Sierra Club and Audubon Society, it's apparent that they have a good number of at-large directors, and I don't see a problem with countering what Director Williams just said. We have a pretty elaborate procedure to put our affiliates directors on, and I don't think we're going to kind of stack the national board by changing the at-large directors from one to two. So I really look forward to, if this is the way we have to go, if we have to take it to the membership, I'm confident that, you know, taking it from one to two would be a healthy step and be a real contribution. It could be a very good contribution and complement to our national board.
All right. We are at time now.
I do have a question, point of information.
All right. We are at time.
Point of information?
We are at time. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is giving notice.
Just time. That's
correct.
It. That's it. Not to the merits.
And then we also have to vote on your amendment. You don't have to get the six directors who signed on to this to approve your amendment.
No, the six directors is only to support amendment itself. But the date is just for the board to vote by majority.
All right. So right now we have time, so we'll vote on the amendment itself on the 7th. Change to June 7th. Anybody, any objections to that?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information.
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I believe other stations voted on this. Can someone tell me?
This is right now, Mary.
I would like, my point of information is we know that one station voted opposing to this whole thing.
I understand.
What did the other stations do? That's my question.
I understand. This is this is a notice just about June 7th. It's just a notice. This amendment. Amendment is just about changing from June 1 to June 7th.
I was just asking a point
That's
of
all.
Information.
That's all. Okay. So we are time, so we'll take, unless we have a motion to extend time, we'll have to vote. All right. No extension for time, so we vote on the amendment to change from June 1 to June 7th. Any objections to that? Okay, no objections to that. Then we'll vote on the motion as amended. Any objections to that? Main motion as amended.
Mr. Chair, are you saying that I can now ask my question?
Question regarding just the notice itself, not the merits of whether LSB voted this way or that way.
That is my question.
This is just a notice. This motion is just about the notice, not the merits, which LSB has voted against it so far.
I'm not asking about anything except what the other stations did. That's all I'm asking.
We're in time, so we have to vote on it.
Point of order.
Yes.
I think her question is germane, and the board may want to know that before they vote. I think it's fine to answer her question.
We're time right now, so unless there's a motion to extend time.
Yeah. By 3 minutes. I'm
10 decree.
Okay, there's motion to extend time for 3 minutes. Seconded. Any objection to extending time for 3 minutes? Okay.
Now, Mr. Chair, who's
on the stack? Sure, go ahead.
Information.
Sure.
Okay, my point of information is.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I guess I'm in the mic. It's in my mouth, but nothing's happening. I don't know what to do.
Okay, go ahead.
Perhaps I should try my feet. I would like to know what other LSBs voted and how they voted. We know that KPFA voted against it unanimously. What did the other four stations do? How many had a vote, and what was the result of their votes? I'm asking the various
from different
areas
stations.
That question.
KPFK?
W did not vote. That's what Ambrose
just said. KPFK did not vote?
The governance committee of KPFK voted to support it and is recommending to the KPFK LSB that they approve.
Well, the LSB has not approved it yet.
No. The full LSB has not.
Okay, so KPFT has not voted on it, and KPFK has not voted on it. How about WPFW? I understand that. How about WPFW?
We said we did not vote on it.
Did not vote. Okay. WBI?
We haven't voted on it.
We haven't voted. So four have not voted, one voted. That's it. Okay? Now we go there to the main amended motion as amended. Any objections to that?
Maybe I'm repeating, but there may be LSB members listening online and so on. This vote is procedural, very procedural.
Exactly.
I just want, because I was one of the six directors who originally supported this. And we're not, by this vote, calling on the LSBs to move on addition. It's just a procedural vote. I'd like to just make that clear.
Thank you very much. Okay. No. Understand. Okay, ma'am.
She's out of order.
Madam, you're out of order. Out of order. Madam, you're out of order. And you cannot disturb the meeting like that. Please refrain. It's a board conducting business right now, and you cannot interject at your own will at any time. Please refrain from that.
Point of order.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I have a point of order.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to address what she said because I have a relatively minor hearing deficit. I believe the listener sponsor is absolutely correct that we have a tendency to talk to each other in hushed tones. Half the time, I'm straining to hear.
That's not a point of order.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's not a point of order.
I just want to make the point.
That's not a point of order.
That we need to speak into these microphones and let listener sponsors know what we're saying. Half the time, I can't even hear what's being said.
Oh, you can. All right.
this is your, this is your.
Okay, now we are
point
back to the main motion.
Point of information.
As amended.
Point of information.
Yes.
Has the governance committee?
Yes, sir. Please, board members, please refrain from this. Go ahead.
Has the governance committee met recently with the national election supervisor that was recently brought on board in terms of the timing of including this ballot in the distribution of the ballots in November?
Bob?
No, the governance committee has not had any meeting like that. I think the sentiment was to see if the board wanted to do that, and then assuming that the board then actually passes it at the August 7th meeting, which it may or may not, then would be to initiate discussion, or perhaps before that, just in case there's any problem, but to work out the logistics of adding this to the ballots that are sent out in October.
May I follow up?
No, we're at time right now. No one.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Mr. Acton Chair. Who did someone give you the time?
Yes, this is a time.
Yes. It's a time. Okay. All right, thank you.
It's a time, so we take a vote.
Can I just have to add a very important logistical note that this
time.
Is this
Bob.
Is some.
It's time. Excuse
we're
me.
We're at time,
here.
Bob.
It's time.
Right? You want to spend?
I was speaking.
We are at time.
We're ready to vote.
That's it.
Thank you.
So motion as amended. Any objections to motion as amended?
I'm
okay, object. All right, so we take a vote. Madam Secretary, Teresa? She's not here. Deb, could you take a roll?
Actually, I can do it.
Patty, you got it?
Go ahead.
You got the roll over there. This is a roll call vote?
Yep.
Why is it a roll call?
Just show up by hand. All right, all those in favor of the motion. As amended.
All those in favor of the motion?
As amended.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed?
Those opposed?
1, 2, 3.
All right. Motion carries. All right. I'll turn the.
I would like to be involved in debate on the next item. So
point
I'd
of
like
personal
to
privilege, Mr. Chair. Will please the result be announced on the microphone so that it will be on the audio archive? I understand that there were 10 yes and 3 no. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that is to the motion as amended. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. The next.
One request that any of these motions require financial impact statements. A ballot, a paper in a ballot is going to cost money. Please make sure that when this is brought forward that the financial impact statement is also included, as well as the cost of members being flown around the country for this period of time. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bob, go ahead. Read your second motion.
I just want to make sure all the stations know that they now have to run carts with the motion we just passed. Okay. The second motion, beginning immediately.
Excuse me, point of personal privilege. Will Bob Lederer please talk into the microphone for the benefit of the archive?
I apologize. Is this audible now, Mary?
5 minutes.
I just want to make sure it gets on the archive.
Sure. Okay. Second motion, beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates.
Any second to the motion?
It doesn't need one. It's from committee.
Oh, it's committee vote. Okay, that's fine. All right, I'll take it. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very opposed to this motion. I think we have a motion before us having to do with committee, with board member participation in executive committees, which I do think is important because we've got a motion on contracts review, and it is important for board members to be able to attend executive committee meetings and hear discussions of contract. We need to resolve the issue of participation by non-committee board members on those calls. But Already it is difficult for this governance structure to move to action. And these committees have 15 members on them already, representing typically every side of an issue. Any member who wants to communicate something to another member who is has voice and is a member of that committee can perfectly well do so on email or by other means. I typically get many emails during the course of a committee meeting. To have, think about it, if each LSB has an alternate and the PNB has an alternate, you've added 10 people to a committee that's already 15 large. In committee, you cannot close debate until everybody has exhausted voice. And I have noted that throughout the network, there is a tendency, certainly in certain sectors, I won't even specify anywhere, but when people don't like something, very often they kill it by extending it forever, so you can't act on it. I'm vehemently opposed to, as a matter of course, granting voice to up to an additional 10 people. I'm in favor of the motion that's going to be before us tomorrow that grants committee chairs the right to recognize people. But this motion, I think, is ill thought out. The thing it needs to solve is allowing members to hear discussions in non-committee members in executive sessions to hear discussion of things of relevance to the whole board, such as contracts.
Thank you. Sandy Weimer.
An amendment.
Testing. Maybe can you try?
Got to get a microphone that works. I just want to echo what Dave said. Committee work's very difficult. We spend most of that on the telephone, or all of that on the telephone. Telephone conferences, by their very nature, are difficult to manage. The larger the group, the more ineffective the committees become. So if we want to go nowhere faster, this is a good way to do it. I'm very much opposed to this motion.
Okay. Mary Burke?
Who's being
recognized? You want to go into it?
He called you, Mary.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to find out. Did he? Am I recognized, Mr. Chair? All right.
Yes.
Yes, I want to speak in favor of this motion. We often decry the fact that the board has done very little work, and the committees are the place where work gets done. David Adelson spoke to the fact that non-members could listen to the proceedings of executive sessions, which to me is not germane at all to the issue. Alternates would have a voice. They simply couldn't vote. And they could do work. And there is at least one person, namely me, who is very anxious to do work on a committee of which I was a part the whole time. And I don't see that the objections I've heard preclude this. It seems very strange that we don't get work done, and here's a person who wants to do work, and there's a big debate as to whether we should allow people who want to do work to do any work, and I find this rather strange. So I definitely support this opportunity to be able to do some work if it would pass.
Patty Heflin.
Thank you. I, too, oppose this motion. First of all, again, no financial impact statement here. More telephone calls per minute cost money. The phone calls will be extended. There will be more people on them. What's really important, I think, to state here is that there are no binding votes taken in the committee work. So no one is losing out by not being in these committees, and the amount of people want to do work, the next motion here actually allows people to to have other people in there that can work, do some work on these committees. I am completely opposed. 15 people is large. I won't repeat that, but there's no binding votes taken here. They're all done here. Adding up to 15 people or 10 people is a 25-person committee. It's unworkable, and I believe that this is here in order that the committees where people were not able to get elected can then participate in them as well. And sometimes that's a problem because there's we can discuss these issues finally right here where it belongs, not in a committee where, as Dave said, there's no ending to debate.
Levon.
Thank you, sir. In the bylaws of the Pacific Foundation, it talks about standing committees. And as far as the Finance Committee, it tells what the responsibilities are. And it also says, shall include as members the chief financial officer, a director from each radio station area, and the treasurers of each LSB. This motion clearly flies in the face and in violation of our bylaws, and I totally will not support it. Thank you.
Okay, Ray?
Actually, my points were just made by the previous speakers.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah, I've changed my position on this since this came up in the Governance Committee. I brought it today because the committee voted for it, but I no longer support it. I actually kind of helped to come up with it in response to the concern that Mary had raised, because I think it's a legitimate concern if a director is not on a committee but wants to help with the work, to have a way to do that. But you don't need to be in the debate in a committee in order to do the work. If the work is drafting a motion, the work is researching what other stations are doing, that can be done without being a person who's on the conference call and speaks. You can listen over the web, so you're totally abreast as to what the committee's doing. But this is not the right solution for the problem Mary's posing, and so I've changed my position, and I now oppose the motion.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information, please.
We're at time.
Then I move to extend time 2 minutes. I have a point of information. I would like to ask Director Williams, who cited the bylaws, am I not correct? I haven't got the bylaws in front of me, that aside from the Finance Committee, with regard to all the other PNB committees, that the bylaws specifically say that there can be an alternate. I believe that's in there, but my question is, am I correct?
I object to the motion to extend.
I made a motion to extend for 2 minutes.
And I object.
There's an objection.
Call the question.
Oh, you objected. I'm sorry.
So, all right. Let's go vote on it. Any objection to extend for 2 minutes?
Yes, I object.
The objector, okay, so it's going to take up 2 minutes to take votes. Okay. And all those favor extending time, 2 minutes.
Move the agenda.
1, 2, 3, okay. All those against extending time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 against. No more extension of time, so we go to immediate vote. All right. The motion is beginning immediately. Alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates. All those in favor of the motion?
It's in the bylaws.
Okay.
You'll have to amend the bylaws now.
All those against? The motion is defeated. It's lost. Okay.
Sorry, could you announce
could you
please announce the vote total?
Madam Secretary, could you take the number? Those against?
It was.
Those in favor of the motion.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I think people are confused.
Those in favor of the motion.
Okay.
This is a re-vote.
Two in favor.
Those against the motion.
Thirteen to two.
The motion is lost.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Dave, go ahead.
We're at time. I make a motion to postpone the remaining Governance Committee items to be the second order of the second item of unfinished business following the motion that we agreed earlier would be the first tomorrow.
All right, the motion is seconded to postpone it, the remaining items, for tomorrow.
Information.
Yes. One information. Go ahead, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, did you say, Director Adelson, that it would be the first item on unfinished business?
Second item.
Second. Thank you. I just wanted to clarify.
I think there was an objection.
And there's an objection. All right.
Yes. I mean, if we keep pushing everything to that item, we're not going to be able to consider real new business.
It's just becoming the garbage can of the session. And these are, like, I think will be quick items. We all have to be disciplined and not extend more time. Well, I think we're doing actually pretty well, considering that they're...
All right, so the motion is seconded for postponing the remaining items to the second item of unfinished business tomorrow. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm speaking in favor of the postponement because we now have basically 40 minutes for all the remaining reports. We're actually well behind schedule already. They, I agree that these things should be quick, but inevitably they'll take 5 to 10 minutes at a minimum to process. Just the reading and the processing of it, and I don't think I think we impose discipline by being disciplined with the existing time and not allowing the creep each time, and hopefully tomorrow we'll exercise that discipline.
Mr. Chair?
Anybody wants to speak against the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to add 15 minutes to governance, taking that time from lunch.
I second.
All right. There's a motion to add 15 minutes to this session here, to the governance session, and... it's been seconded. All right. Any objections to that? Okay, there's objection to that. All right, so let's go ahead and...
call the question.
Okay, the question has been called. Anybody against calling the question? Ending the debate on the subject. On the 15 minutes. And go strictly to vote. All right, we'll go directly to the vote for the extension of time, 15 minutes for the governance section here. So all those in favor?
She was the 11th.
11 in favor and against? 6 against. The motion carries 15 minutes to add
for
the governance session.
6 to 11 fails. You need 2/3.
Oh, it's 2/3. So that's right. That fails. That's right. Okay. So it fails. So now we're back to the main motion, of Dave's motion. And that is that we postpone the remaining governing items to tomorrow and unfinished business. All those in any objections
point,
to that?
Point of inquiry.
Sure.
The 2/3 requirement that our chair just came up with, isn't that to change the agenda? Does that concern changing the time on the agenda?
Extension of time is a change in the agenda.
When I'm not sure we've been consistent on that.
We have always proceeded in that way. If you want, that allows, it takes a super majority to agree to spend time after you've agreed on the agenda.
All right. So, postponing the remaining items on governance resolution, motions to tomorrow's...
Can I change my vote? Okay, I abstain, so now it has 2/3. Okay. It's 11 to 5.
The vote has already been tallied. You can't do it now.
I can do it?
No.
Okay.
It's gone. So now we are voting on the main motion.
I move to extend by 10 minutes.
To further
new
debate.
Motion.
All right. All right. Motion to extend time.
Are we in the motion already?
The motion to extend time. We have not voted. We started voting on it yet.
Point of order. Was not Mr. Adelson's motion on the table?
It's on the table, but they're asking for extension of time. We can debate that motion.
Wasn't the 15 minutes just got...
That was a different motion.
Different motion, and Alan's
all right.
Going
to... Thank you very much.
We'll
all right. Motion to extend time. How many minutes?
Take out of lunch. 10 minutes.
10 minutes to extend... motion to extend time. Any second?
Second.
I will second.
All right. Objection to extending time?
Yes. I object.
All right.
Can we have a little debate?
No, we have time. We don't have time. We'll go to vote.
Just vote. Call the vote.
We just take vote.
Call the vote.
All those in extending time for 10 minutes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
All those against extended time.
One, two, three.
Okay. All right. So we'll carry Dave's motion, and we have a discussion on that. All right. We'll take
point
a stack.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, for the archive. Was that 14 yes, and how many no, please?
And Dave Adelson is going to resume the chair. Thank you.
Okay, we have 10 minutes. We have two motions. Let's allot five to each. Can you read the third motion in the stack?
Lydia is going to present the third motion.
Yes, Wendy Stroll pointed out to us that the personnel committee was formed last year, which was before I was on the board, and that it was not sunsetted, and so it exists. And so what the motion is for the PNB to populate and activate the existing personnel committee of the PNB. Some of the issues at hand are evaluations that we are supposed to, as a board, be conducting, evaluation of the CFO and of the ED. There are also some of the LSVs, I know KPFK is one of them, that would like to have some better, not just uniformity, but some more explicit process about the GM evaluations and what happens to them once you complete them, etc. And so we think that there is a need to populate that committee.
I'll second the motion.
It doesn't require a second.
I second the motion.
It doesn't require a second. It's from the committee. Debate on it? Who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Who would like to speak opposed? You'll speak in favor? Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, this was a committee that we did establish, was formed, and we do need to do these evaluations, and there does need to be some uniformity and some kind of coherence, at least, to the process that the LSBs evaluate the five GMs with. This hasn't happened, and the board is in its third year, so I don't see how anyone can object to something that is going to do the work the board is mandated to do. This seems to be the way we should do that.
Who would like to speak opposed?
Mr. Chair?
I have a motion, actually, to motion to refer, or a motion to postpone.
I can't hear you.
Okay, well, wait. Hang on. If there's... What did you say, Patty?
Are
you
I just wanted to call a question.
Okay, well, there's some motion to... Is it amend? Or?
Postpone.
Go ahead.
I move to postpone this to the executive session that this board is having tomorrow morning, because there are personnel matters that touch on this that I think the board should consider before voting on it.
There's a motion to postpone to executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Who would like to speak in favor of the motion to postpone? Who would like to speak? We've heard the motivation.
No, I didn't motivate it.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, it's very hard to motivate it because we're constrained as to what we can talk about in public. So I would just, I guess the way I could phrase it is, I would trust that the board members have read the packet of materials that we've gotten and recognize that there may be issues raised there that we need to discuss in tomorrow morning's meeting before we decide what structure to move forward. I agree with the general intent to have a committee to deal with this, but there may need to be a different structure based on some other things happening.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion? Don.
While I am sensitive to dealing with personnel matters only in executive session, I think this is fairly straightforward. It has to do with the structure that we want to have in place around personnel. We are not going to be discussing specific personnel issues in this vote. And I do know the issue that Bob is referring to. But by the same token, I agree with Mary that we need to put in place what we're mandated really to have in place, and that's a personnel committee. So I'm going to vote against this amendment, and hopefully we can go to a vote not on a personnel issue, but a vote on the structure of the PNB's personnel committee.
Just to clarify, it's a motion to postpone, not an amendment, but I think that's what
Let me get clarity then.
The motion was to postpone the vote until executive session.
So what did I say?
You said you were voting opposed to the amendment, okay. But it's a motion
Scene
to postpone.
Scene one, take two, camera one, let me repeat.
Got it. Who else would like to speak in favor of the motion to postpone? Who would like to speak opposed? Patty hasn't spoken much.
I would oppose postponing it. The structure last year was five persons, one from each station. It's quite clear what it is. Nothing has changed. We're not going to talk about the issues. I'd call a question.
There's been there was for and against, and we're at time. So all those in favor of postponing till the executive session to vote on this question, please raise your hand. This is in favor of the motion to postpone. Teresa, where are you?
Two
in favor. All those opposed?
One, two, three. Four, five, 10, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay,
10
or 9?
You wouldn't count.
Oh, 10.
Ten opposed to postponement. The motion fails. We're going to a vote on the motion. The motion is that the PNB populate and activate the existing personnel committee of the PNB. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
All those opposed? None for those of you in radio land. The next motion, Bob, or Lydia?
Yes. The final motion is...
Just for the record, that motion carried. Go ahead.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Would not the next step be to populate the committee, or if not now, then
We'll do it as part of unfinished business. It's not... motion's not before us. We'll do it later.
So this will be item 3 on unfinished business, or
item 2? We didn't move the remaining items there. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. The final motion reads: any committee may invite or include, at their discretion, PNB members as non-voting members on their working groups. Can I motivate that?
Yep.
Okay. I think. Certainly everyone on the board, but for those in the public who may not know, some of the more labor-intensive aspects of committee work get done in smaller groups that are just called working groups, that really hash out the fine points about a new policy or figure out what kind of research has to be done to bring something forward. And so while already what this motion says is being done in practice by some committees, this would sort of formalize that this is an acceptable procedure to, if a PNB member is not on a committee, that they can nonetheless be on a working group, given that that group doesn't have any power to actually make anything happen other than to formulate a recommendation that then comes to the committee for a vote. So I think it should be a pretty routine.
Is the board willing to vote on this issue without debate?
Point of information.
Point of information.
Sarvan and Lavarne.
Is there anything in the bylaws that prohibits the committee from doing so?
I don't see
anything.
And
if it's already a common practice, then what's the need for having a formality of this?
Because there had been some confusion as to whether this was authorized without the board explicitly saying it is authorized.
Somebody always objects to something.
Thank you.
Okay, my point of information was in previous working groups, in a working group, the PNB member who is in the working group has votes in the working group but not on committee. So just trying to understand why it's clear, why you have the non-voting position in the motion.
Mm. I think Lydia would like to answer that.
Lydia, do you want to respond?
No, I was just going to respond to why we would have an additional person. This also came out as a result of our bylaws working group, where we didn't have enough interaction with the election committee, and so this would facilitate the incorporation of those folks into our specific working group on the bylaws, and yet not have to call into question voting rights that are pretty explicit in terms of the formation of the committee itself. So we didn't want to get into, you know, that.
I'm not certain that given our bylaws requiring open meetings that working groups can hold votes. That sounds like it's sort of a business, the business is being conducted.
But how do you determine consensus?
Through consensus processes. I mean, my impression was they were a working group to develop things, not votes. And if there's division, then the body brings forth the division to the committee. But
okay,
it wasn't my understanding that there were votes to be taken in meetings that weren't public meetings.
Well, the bylaws committee, when I was the convener, the bylaws working group, rather, it was public and it was streamed, and I would contact Odie and John, and they were streamed. So that was actually another issue that we didn't bring forward, but we did discuss. There's some question as to whether working groups have been public. They certainly are in the local station area, so...
Well, that's an item the committee may need to deal with. All right. Are we prepared to go to a vote on this question?
Yes.
Can you reread the motion, Bob?
Any committee may invite or include at their discretion PNB members as non-voting members on their working groups.
All those in favor?
13.
All those opposed?
None.
Motion carries unopposed. The next thing on, thank you very much to the Governance Committee.